It's Morning Ireland. It's 9 minutes to eight. It's time for business news. Here's Angus Cox.
Thanks, Mary. Domino's is opening a new supply chain centre in Naas in Kildare today. The pizza company says the new facility will increase capacity in Ireland by around 40%. It comes as Domino's is looking to fill 500 positions in stores ahead of Christmas. Let's get some more detail on this now from the company's Managing Director for Ireland, Annalee McCaffrey, who joins us ahead of that opening. Good morning and thanks for speaking with us, Annalee.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You might start by outlining the significance of this new supply chain centre you're opening later this morning for Domino's.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we're obviously delighted that it's the official opening of the Domino's Ireland Supply Chain Centre in Naas today. And it really is kind of ushering in a new era for growth for the business. With the opening of this new 2,550 square metre state-of-the-art facility. And it represents a massive investment by Domino's of $16 million in the Irish market.
I see it's going to be quite high tech as well. You're going to be using automated robots to improve efficiency. What sort of knock-on effect is that likely to have, though, on the workforce? Presumably that's the sort of job that would have been done by a human.
Well, as you said, the capacity will increase by 40% and that'll allow us to service over 130 stores. And to give you context, we're at 103 today and we employ 50 full-time employees down in Naas, and that will stay the same. However, as we introduce new stores, there'll be a further 900 roles needed to service them. So in concrete terms, every new store that we have needs about 20 to 30 personnel to operate it. Everything from managers down to customer service, down to in-stores and pizza makers.
Yeah, those 900 new jobs, you say, potential through for them through that expansion. And you're also looking to employ another, 500 or so ahead of Christmas. What kind of jobs are they? Are they for in-store staff, delivery drivers, and would many of them be full-time?
So this is for our busy peak period, and we do it every year, and it would be a myriad of different roles. So there would be a huge amount of opportunity and progression for those roles. So as you said, it could be for drivers, it could be for in-stores, and about 90% of our in-stores become managers over time. And there'll be a huge amount of flexibility in those roles, competitive pays, and then lots of training as well.
And that's obviously you're ramping up for what's expected to be your peak season. But what happens then to these people after peak season? Presumably demand will drop and they'll no longer be needed.
Yeah, but you know, often that doesn't happen because there, as I said, there's so much opportunity and opportunity to progress in Domino's. So, and sometimes these people are there for the transient period and they're happy to be employed for that period of time.
It's always a positive to see companies growing in Ireland, but it's been done in a particularly high cost environment. How is this affecting Domino's? Have you had to increase prices for customers by much? Have your input costs gone up considerably?
I mean, look, I think everyone's operating in a very challenging market environment and we are living in a cost of living crisis. Inflation has impacted our business, but we've had some benefits this year with cheese, which would be a commodity for us, whereas other things have remained volatile. What we do is stay laser focused on customers for life, where we can focus in on our product. So delivering kind of piping hot, delicious pizzas at a really good delivery time. And we're now at 24 minutes. And then also overlaying that with the value proposition both nationally and locally through our franchisees and having always on deals for our customers so we can lean in and support them through this.
Okay, well listen, Annalee McCaffrey, we'll have to leave it there for the moment. Very best of luck with the opening of your new supply chain centre in Naas later today. And that's all the business news for me for the moment. I'll be back again at 8:30.